I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you to the Tuck In podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view. It can get wild.
Hi, I'm Sandra. Apparently, I'm the nosy one, but I'm the middle one.
I'm Catherine. I'm the elder lemon.
In this episode, we tuck into all things to do with moms.
Ooh.
Now, I say moms, but I actually mean mummies, sisters, competitive psychos, competitive mummies, daddies, and all of the above. If you want to know anything or you want to tuck into our podcast or leave us any of your opinions, please do. You will see it all in our link tree. Okay. So I touched on it there for a second. Are competitive moms psychos or just competitive moms?
Psychos.
Now, Sandra.
Psycho.
Why psychos?
If your child is in any kind of competition,
yes,
you obviously want to nurture them.
Yeah.
You obviously want to, you know, give them a right path, you know. You being the psycho mom on the side of whatever it is, whether it be a football pitch, whether it be a dance floor, whether it be a tennis match, they can hear you. You're distracting them. You being one of them.
Yeah.
You know.
But isn't that encouraging?
Oh, God, it's encouraging, but there's a certain amount of encouragement.
Are you saying I'm overboard?
100%.
How could I be overboard? I'm just enthusiastic.
I know.
Okay,
you're not in the competition?
Hold that thought. I'm going to give the people who are listening a little bit of background.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Me too. Don't forget the ring.
Okay.
Oh, we mentioned the ring.
Okay, I'm going to tell them. Okay. So listen. So I have a kid who is a competitive dancer, and she's only in it a couple of years. But I get very enthusiastic. I get very into it when she's
like
dancing.
Like she's on the dance floor.
Well, so. I might know the routine front to back, back to front and all of that jazz. 100%. But Katrin, you have watched football matches from the car park because the referee has told you red card out from your screen.
No, he never set me off. No. This is something that he's having to...
They're the rumours.
I was warned. I have been given verbal warnings.
Well, that is not
but
good.
But that's not me roaring at the kids. That's me running the ref.
She hates the refs.
He can't stand, and he's there to do a job. Hold on a minute.
No, the point is he wasn't doing his job. And what was happening was kids.
So maybe
kids
you
are going
should
to
train to be a referee.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get that course.
I don't want to do it.
Do you know why you don't want to do it? Because you don't want to. You want to go on that mat.
She hates salt.
Shouting at you.
No, but if I was doing that job, I'd do it right. Like, the thing is.
And she would.
Like, get that, putting my hand out and getting 60, 70 quid or whatever it is a week. Per match, let's say.
Catching to make a fortune.
And yeah, of course you do. But he's not even.
You'd make a fortune.
But he's not even running. And then there's tackles going in and kids are going to get damaged. And then he stands there and he gives it the.
So when you're doing your screaming and are they shouting back at you?
And then he walked over to me.
What are you saying?
Then you're interrupting the game then.
No, I'm not. I'm encouraging the ref to run faster.
Hang on.
So the game is going on.
Yeah.
You're screaming at the ref to run faster.
Yeah.
Why? In what land does that make sense?
I see that now. But when you're in the moment.
She sees that now. She'll do it on Sunday.
No, I won't. I don't. He doesn't play here anymore. So when I go, I don't say anything.
Oh, it's one certain person.
Yeah, my son. And he did tell me that, like, you know,
to America. Oh, I thought you were talking about the ref. He had to go. Ref.
Her son had to go far, far away, so she couldn't go to his matches.
He's traumatized.
He's in America.
No, but the thing is,
him shouting from the sofa.
It wasn't that. He wasn't running. Your man wasn't running. I was like, can you just fucking keep up and run? Like, yeah. This is ridiculous. Someone's going to get hurt.
But that's obviously the nice version of it.
Yeah.
So you're slaughtering the referee.
Yeah.
Did you make him cry?
No, I didn't. He's a grown man.
Jesus.
But I let him know. I let him.
Now, would you say the other mans are looking at you, right?
Oh, did I? I was given a message. I was told, like, you know, parents can't partake in sideline, whatever. And I was like, I get it. I don't agree with it. I don't condone it. But when your son's
group
leg is, yeah, when your son's
like, WhatsApp group. Would you not have? Well, I know we have in the UK. So obviously my daughter is a footballer as well. She plays football. And in the UK, every few weeks, we have silent matches.
Oh, God. No.
So did you not have that? I often think of you at the silent matches. So silent matches.
Sandra, I'm not sure I'm okay with a silent match.
Well, no, do you know why it is a silent match? Because it encourages the team to talk amongst themselves. They're not listening to the parents giving them direction. The kids have to give themselves direction.
I think you have to.
So it's but there's, no offence, Cash, there's people like you that was too much.
Like, let's not lose the run of the things here now. It was a once-off.
It was an isolated.
I am very verbal.
Cash, I've been on the side of the pitch with you.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't take it to that extreme all the time.
Would you take it to that extreme when we go to dance competition? Would you share with the judges?
No, absolutely not.
So you just banging the floor like...
Well, okay, so you know, the music is very loud. It's like bump, bump, but that makes my heart sing.
Because you were a dancer
as
well.
Well, 100%, yeah. But I'm lucky enough that my little lamb chop, when she's out, she's... nothing like me. She's soft. She's a delicate flower. I'm trying to roughen her up. So I'm coaching her before she goes on. I couldn't even say
out
loud.
Do you not think you're putting pressure on her?
No.
Though?
What I'm saying to her is, like, don't be a scared kitten. Be a pit bull. Go for it, go for it. And she's looking at me like I'm scaring her.
But that's what I'm saying. You're putting pressure on her.
No, I'm not. Come here. What I say to my kid is when she goes out to dance, I don't care about the trophies. I'm not here for that. I am here for you leaving your soul on the dance floor. Try your best. And if you come off and you've done your best and there's no more you can do, then that is good enough for me.
But you're losing your shit on the sideline.
Yeah, exactly. So
I know, but I have an out-of-body experience. I can't control that.
Well, that's the same with me. I'm working on it. I remember
when we did competitions as kids.
Yeah.
And I remember those mums when their daughter's kicks weren't high enough.
Oh, no, no.
I'm not a psycho. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Like, those psycho mums are a completely different level.
Oh, 100%.
Them mums are like the ones that are trying to live themselves through the kids.
Yeah, everyone can see that.
I'm not happy with that.
Oh, God, nobody is.
I know, because I just remember our mum when we were dancing.
Say mum again, I'm going to slap the head off you. You're Irish, we say ma.
Mum.
Say ma.
Mum. When my ma used to come and be on our sideline, I always remember saying, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it, you know. And we'd come off and she'd always be honest, that wasn't great, but you do great the next
time. Yeah, well, I like that. I'm a realist. Like, I'll say to my kid when she comes off, she'll say, what you thinking? And I say, could have been a little bit faster there, or, you know, you're not fit, this, that, and
that's guiding. That's fine.
But when the music hits, I just get this. I don't know. Like,
I feel like everybody's watching you.
Oh, no, people are watching me.
See, this is what I'm saying.
And people have recorded me and played it back to me. And it's embarrassing. It's the most mortifying. But I just can't help it. Again, I'm probably going to go to therapy and work on it.
Yeah, I think
but
you should.
But it all comes from a good place. Like, I'm excited. It's electric from her. And then, you know, she's just going to have to learn to live with it. Like, I can't change.
So has she ever said how she feels about that? Or does she's oblivious to what you're doing?
Oh, no, she's just used to me. She knows I'm a touch of crazy and we're okay with that because we embrace and love that. You know
so
what
when
I mean?
You're watching your son playing football, are you the same on the sideline?
No.
No, you see?
No, I'm not.
And you think that's because, again, you're a dancer and you know that feeling, you know that passion.
Well, when I'm watching my little fella now, he's only starting football and he's getting into his flow. I mean, his dad takes the lead in that. I hate the cult more than anything in the world. I would love for these footballers to have like indoor football tournaments where there's a bit of heat.
And a cup of tea.
I mean, what's the point? Like, have a little cup of tea, like, you know what I mean? But we're only at a stage now where they're basically like, you know, a bunch of flies running around.
Yeah, because I remember having that conversation with you when you were like, oh, he's like... running around and he's not doing that and he's distracting this.
Yeah, well, he went through a little disruptive phase there for a while. Yeah,
and but that's fine. He has to find his own place.
I know.
Yeah, because I remember with my little fella wasn't interested in football at all. Mm. Like, at all. And now all of a sudden he's obsessed with it to the point where I walk into the living room and he's watching goals from 1977.
Yeah,
but do you know what I mean? But I remember saying that to you. You were like, oh, when will he get it? He'll get it when it clicks. Yeah.
Like, come here. Like, I have had these conversations where if it's not for him, grand, we'll move him to something else. You know what I mean?
Some kids don't enjoy something until they're about 9 or 10. Yeah. And they can
master. I think
if
he was on the dance floor, he'd be doing the same.
Oh my God, he'd be amazing.
Would he?
He'd be amazing.
Because I won't let him.
No. It's not that he won't let him. Yeah, he won't let him. But he, I mean, when we're at home in the comfort of our own home and he busts a few moves, I'm like,
he's a great little man.
Actually, look at him singing when he's singing the song.
But like, again, you don't know whether when the teenage years kick in and he gets embarrassed and all that. But I think he would be electric. But he's
imagine
never asked.
With two kids in a competition.
Yeah, no, I could. I mean,
I'd have to take
a stretcher. I would be taking
it. She couldn't go to competitions.
I'd start hyperventilating and all. No. Like, the night before a competition, now I would find it hard to sleep and all.
Yeah, you see, I just don't find that mental.
I turn up at the match and I stand there and I'm
catching you already.
Catching your action ready. Have your gear on in case
someone can't go on.
Here we go. No, I get to a point when I'd get involved. Like, I get so tense. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then I wouldn't be every match.
Are you like that with your little girls' matches?
Well, I wouldn't be as vocal because
the little girls.
Yeah. But I, like, there only a while ago, she did get a shove and she come off and she had a mark on her chest.
Oh.
And then she went back on and she got another shove and I just let her raw. But it came out.
She let her more saying. She let her raw going, who's her, ma? Yeah. Who owns her?
Get her now!
Who owns her?
Take her out with the knees. No, I didn't. What I did was I just went, here, that's not on. I didn't say, here, leave her out. But a voice came from the other side and going, they're only playing. Child has a big mark on her neck. Yeah. The woman clotheslined her.
But was it intentionally?
It doesn't matter.
That was the second time.
She clotheslined her.
It was second time. Let the first time go, I've no problem.
Yeah, fair enough.
Little one had done it to a few other kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, I try and make a point because they're little girls and I know that they're only a certain age, whereas my son is quite older and the tackles that are going in there are leg breakers. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not here for that.
No.
So you either keep up with the game and blow your whistle. I'll get someone else to
do
your job.
Go back to raves now.
Come here, listen. How should we approach it? So, Sandra, since you're the voice of reason here,
she's just as crazy.
I am as crazy. I'm very quiet on her.
Your kids are in that kind of competitiveness.
Well,
they do shows. They don't compete.
Well,
per se.
She does football.
Yeah, football matches. But I'm talking about, like, as in the dancing environment and with the footballs that little girls as well.
I think that we actually don't get a visual of Sandra.
I'm very quiet on the sideline. And do you know why I'm very quiet on the football? Because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning the lingo. So I listen to the dads.
Do you know the outside rulers?
Not really. Yeah. But I listen to the dads and all of a sudden they're going, watch the bounce.
And you pipe up.
I'm like, watch the goalie kicks the ball. I'm like, watch the bounce.
And even if there's a bounce coming.
No, but just in case the goalie kicks and then it bounces, then, I got it right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like a fucking idiot.
No, I say nothing. I
played football as well.
Yeah, well, you see, I just, like, I say nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? You won't hear me say, like me and Lola will have our own little chats when she comes off the floor and, you know, I'll be like, I got a bit annoyed with her a while ago, which it wasn't a psycho move, but, like, we'd put a lot of money, a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to know
I disagree, Sandra.
Do you? I disagree,
yeah. Yeah.
Do you need to appreciate it?
Did you appreciate it? But we don't need to be telling
them. I stayed in a hotel where there was green mould on the sheets. She needs to know.
But that's not her fault.
I know, but
she did because of her daughter.
Again.
Well, move hotel.
Well, listen, we will the next time.
Oh, he's got to say.
But there was green mould on the sheet.
Did you complain?
No.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Because come here, listen, lads.
I want new sheets. She wouldn't want to make the bed.
I wouldn't give a shit. I'd have moved the room. That's grounds for a new room.
No, the whole hotel had green mould.
Oh, well, then I'd have been up and out.
You just wouldn't, because it was where the team was, the atmosphere was electric.
There was green mould, Olive.
There was green mould on the sheets.
How could you sleep? I'd be scratching all night.
She'd have went and bought Ariel and washed.
No, she would have. Yeah, but anyway, you know.
That's why I bring her own pillowcases.
But I think you have to, there has to be a sense of realism to it as well. Like, I had to say to her, like, there's a big family commitment for us to get you here. And she crippled herself with nerves before she even got on. And
Did you tell her there was a big family commitment before?
No,
or after?
No.
So it was after. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I was just like, come here, this is your hobby. So we've worked everything around this for you.
Hold on, this is your hobby that I'm on the sideline.
Yeah. I know the right thing. And
I'm only wishing I could get out and do it.
5, 6, 7, 8. Go, go, go.
Anyway, a little 10-year-old.
Talk about living through your kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just giving her life lessons, right? So I just said, listen. I just said, listen, the way it is, you know, big family commitment. Because she has to learn.
A lot of money.
And then in fairness, you know, she's
did
a great...
Did she get it though?
Oh, yeah, she got it.
She got it. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah.
And it's mad because I would say to my little woman, she's going out competing, I'm like, you know, fight for it. Like, everyone's fighting for a place. Everyone's fighting for it. And then it was only when somebody said to me, your kid has never had to fight for anything. Like a couple of, you know, most kids.
Yeah.
It was like one of those Oprah aha moments. I was like, what do you mean? They were like, she's never had to fight for anything. So you saying to her, go out and fight out
she
there.
She doesn't know what that means.
She doesn't know what
it
means.
Yeah,
and
she's
I was like, oh my God, absolutely. Yeah. Whereas I come from a background, whereas I'm a scrapper. Like if we're going at it, we're going at it and I'm going till the detriment. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because that's my personality and that's part of my makeup.
Yeah.
But whereas, that's also your story because when we were kids.
But I think that's all of us. Do you not think that's all of us?
Yeah, it was guilty.
If you could just focus on me for a second.
No, I'm sick of focusing on you all. I have to be honest with you. Moving on.
But I was saying, like, you know what I mean? It did make huge sense to me.
I'm just thinking here, hang on a minute.
Wow.
That's a complete, what's it, misfabrication, is that what you call it?
Is she going to say because I'm younger child?
Because you're younger, she got fucking everything.
She's trying to say it in five for stuff.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
you didn't. Nothing.
Oh, we starting? No,
yeah, she 100%
you didn't.
So don't even go there.
Hang on.
I take back everything I said there a minute ago.
Hang on.
You've
got everything on a fucking silver plate, love.
Yeah, and I'm grateful.
Did you do any jobs on Saturday?
Absolutely not.
Who
used to get me up out of bed every Saturday? Do the Brassos.
Yeah, but because we had to do it.
Yeah, but doesn't mean we had to do it.
Do you still do Brassos? Have you got Brassos on your door now?
No. Of course
she doesn't.
The smell of Brassos traumatises me.
Give over.
I'm telling you,
which one is? Which one was it? Oh, that done the pizza. And then she says, I don't know whether it's cooked on the bottom. I'm going to turn it over.
Yeah.
Oh, who turns pizza over?
Okay, who cooks the starters?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying. So that whole thing there of fight for it, she does not, neither did you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was a couple of things. I can't name them as we speak about fighting for stuff. But I'm just saying, my
maybe
kid,
auditions or something you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, maybe.
Other stuff came quite handy to you. Because we took the wrath of it.
We neutered it and done it
maybe
for you.
The older child, really.
Because we diluted for you.
Yeah, well, I understand. But that's what happens in families, isn't it?
I think the eldest is always the guinea pig.
Oh, of course it is. God love the poor
so
eldest.
You got more than I got.
I did me shy.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't. I love the way he's acting. Would you?
Yeah, exactly.
Sandra. Yeah. Middle child syndrome.
I do not have middle child syndrome.
You are like the poster girl for middle child syndrome.
How?
You literally...
Hold on a minute. The bleeding last one, I was up in everybody's fucking business. Now I'm the poster child. Let's go. Bring it on. Let's go. Come on.
Shovel the shit.
Okay, well, listen. All I'm saying is that we've three different experiences, but you have to own your experience. Like, I have youngest child syndrome. I get that. I'm here for that. Okay,
oh,
yeah. I didn't have to do loads of things as a child because you two control freaks took over. Like, I
had no fucking choice, Olive.
Well, listen.
We
I
had to do it.
I had a conversation with Catherine before, right? You know.
Oh, without me?
No. Well, we were going away one time, right?
Without me?
One time.
Yeah. And we actually were going to London.
We were going to you. And we had, like, me man down the airport and all that. And Catherine's, like, huffing and puffing. And we're all standing
she,
there,
she
right?
Does.
And she's red. She's,
and the nostrils are flared.
Of course they are.
Right? No, this is a beautiful one, right? So we're all standing there ready to go. Like, we're flying from Ireland to England. My man and I have travelled the world. They're well-experienced travellers.
They get very forgetful and fiddly.
And she's
and
like, everyone, give me your passport.
She's only showing having a fucking umbrella.
I was like, so we all hand her our passports. Like,
why did you?
Beans.
Because your man at the desk took them all and we all just went through and it was just easier. My man can never find theirs on
time. And
then
my man started crying because Catherine was stressing her out before we got on there. And I said to Catherine, and then she's like, right, we need to go to the shop and buy water for everyone. So
you get free water in the airport?
Hang on, she's a big...
Well, for a euro.
She's a big designer bag with like six bottles of water in it.
And how many of us was there?
Probably about 10 of us. Well, like straps are... What I'm thinking of is that bag's at the cost.
She's looking at the bag.
I'm like, that's at the cost now for grand. Them straps are snapping. Like, what are you doing
well,
here?
Well, I'm thinking, when you get on the plane, you know, me man's me mouth, oh, have a bottle of water. I'm just... And she was like, just let them do their own
but
thing.
But they can do their own thing. If my man wants a bottle of water, she'll go and get a bottle of water.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because like, in fairness, she can do that.
Yeah. But sometimes... In them situations,
no. Like, you like to take over.
No, I don't
control.
Like to take over.
You do.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
you
I do.
Yeah.
So the older one.
I think I'm helping. It's coming from a good place.
But that's what I said to her. I said, why are you doing that? You're making everyone feel uncomfortable.
Do you still do that, Catherine? Did you take that last
time? I haven't travelled around with you since. they're on boats now. Don't give a shite.
They do their own thing.
I'm just saying.
You can be on Ryanair. Or the milk like Andy's flip flop. I'm not giving it any water.
She would. She'd always have water.
She'd always have water. Stuff
and probably crackers and cheese.
100%.
And same way I turn up to a picnic with all the food and she doesn't. She
didn't turn up or nothing.
Butter roll.
Two.
One butter roll.
It was actually two.
Two. For who? She bought six of them the day before and yes, three.
Hold on. Can we just back it up? Can we back it up a little bit, minute? Hold on. So you went to a picnic.
Well, it wasn't a picnic. It was Clara Lara.
Well, you went for a picnic in Clara Lara. And you brought two bread rolls.
I brought loads of crisps and all, but it was just two bread rolls. So Catherine brought, like, everything for everyone, which she always does. So I knew she had it covered.
Although we need to have a serious conversation.
And she said to me, I'll get some rolls and crisps. And
two bread rolls.
This is what she said. I'll get the rolls and crisps.
So you were expecting her to bring like
about
15
10. Of us gone. So I had 2 pans and I had
Jesus,
the butter.
Jesus, torn the fish into water and all that fish
I said,
so
where's the bread rolls? Because I was dying for a bread roll.
Oh, I've only
gone.
Got 2.
No, it was gone.
Now, you know a crispy one from
me. Sure, they're eating it.
Yeah, Eddie? Yeah.
So I said to her, where's it gone? I'm after eating it. So I says, how many had you gone?
May Fainer. Oh.
If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Says the girl who went and bought one steak in the butcher's and asked me that to cook it like he was cooking it for himself.
Oh, Jesus, no.
You did, Sandra.
I saw that with my own 2 eyes. So I don't know what you're telling yourself.
No, you see.
No, I saw that with my own 2 eyes.
You got that wrong.
No, I don't.
I used to ask my dad to cook the steak every Friday and pretend it was his.
Yeah.
My mum bought them steaks. I didn't.
No, you bought one.
You
took
them home from Stephen's Green.
I swear to God.
With it in a little plastic bag.
I might have been given that steak.
Well, I've seen you more times than one coming in and even saying to him, pretend it's yours.
Yeah. Oh, you always say that.
He'd hand you the plate and you'd sit and eat, and he'd be like getting fucking egg and chips probably that day.
He likes a bit of egg and chips.
He prefers fucking steak.
Yeah. You don't fucking like steak.
Doesn't matter.
So
I
wouldn't be giving you any thank
God. But I wasn't cooking it.
Like, who comes home with one steak?
Me.
Obviously.
Classic middle child syndrome. Yeah, case and point. So the eldest one is a control freak. You, selfish. And me.
I wouldn't say I'm selfish.
I'm not selfish.
No. Take that fucking back. I'm not selfish.
Me, fabulous.
Yeah, as obviously.
Well, once we all know where we stand, moving on.
Moving fucking swiftly on.
Psycho selfish.
Yeah.
Right, listen.
Lizzie.
Are you interested in you as a kid?
Fuck off.
Speaking
of don't get annoying me.
Listen. Are you interested in your kids speaking a foreign language, Owa?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I would love to learn Gaelic. Yeah.
You know there's a lot of competitiveness around this.
Is there?
Well, I could be making this up, but I think there is.
See, if I had the kids in Ireland,
yeah,
I would have definitely looked into sending them to an Australian school.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%
that?
I would have, yeah,
I
definitely.
I know, what are Irish? So I was like, what can I actually help them with?
Well, no,
I know
they'll classes. Teach you, but they'll teach you.
I don't need to learn anymore. That business, I'm finished with school.
Yeah.
But it's not like being in school, is it? You learn from your kids.
No, but I find it even hard now. Well, I don't find it hard. Maybe I do. Sitting at the table doing homework.
Google's great. You know Google?
It is, but the fucking fractions. How do you put a fraction to Google?
Oh, you ask her. Or Alexa will talk to you.
You have Alexa. I haven't got Alexa.
You need to buy Google.
See, Sandra, you're very high tech, high spec, Hyundai. Katrin's not like that.
No, I'm not.
You know what I mean? You Google it. You're a bit technical like that. Yeah. She's like,
I don't think Anna is technical in fairness.
Katrin's still Anna and Barry went to shop.
Yeah. Spot the dog.
Yeah, definitely.
Katrin,
I can do it.
Are you okay with that?
100%. And I'm learning.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and she's learning with me and she's learning me.
Who, Anna and Barry's still learning with you?
Yeah.
Ah, stop.
Come here, listen.
Go on.
I have no intention of my kids ever going to an Irish school.
Irish, that's fair enough. What about to speak a foreign language
Spanish or Italian or French or anything like that?
It, yeah, but come here, it wouldn't appeal to me. As in, I'd love them to speak a language of their own accord, but please don't be asking me to sit down and do homework with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd love it for like, the kids.
Oh, I'd love if when we're away and something happens
and you think people are talking about you.
Or do you ever get when you can hear, like I go to a salon and get my nails done.
I'd love to
and they're all Chinese. You know what I mean? And I know that they're talking about me.
I'd love to put in.
Because especially the man who does my nails, he's brilliant, but he hates me guts. I know he hates me. I hate him. He hates me. It's okay, but he does a great job. So there's nothing I can do. But I know through his eyes and he's sitting beside his other friend speaking another language, he's slaughtering me.
Really?
Slaughtering.
Would you just love to, when he's going, we're in his
I
language.
I asked him one time.
Did you?
I said, I'd love to know what you're saying. And he said, I'm talking about a football match.
Go away, liar. Oh, sure. It's written all over your face.
Yeah, he hates me guts.
Why'd you go back?
Because he's great.
Because he does a great job.
If you can find somebody else, that's great.
No, Katrin, I'm very loyal to me people and me brands, and you know that. Once I find you, if I seek you out and I find you,
no,
I'm a lifer.
Taking that crap now.
Yeah, but you're not
uncomfortable sitting in that chair. No way.
No, I'm not uncomfortable.
You think he's talking about you?
I know he is.
Why would you go there?
Because he does a great job.
No, sorry, I'm not there for that.
So, what, you want me to go to someone who's brutal but is all like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah?
No, you can find someone equally as good that will just talk nicely to you and not talk about you. But then you don't even know that for sure because it's a different language. So maybe that's all in your head.
I know.
You could be just paranoia.
Yeah.
Paranoia will destroy you, Olive. Do you know that?
But I know, and he knows.
So, how can we keep getting
You need to call him out, Olive.
Do you ask for him every time you go in?
No.
Can I have the man that hates me?
No, but I just know. And he just happens to be free when I'm there.
I swear to God, he's waiting.
And he looks at me as if to say, no, not this one. And I'm looking at him going, oh, no, not this one. And then I end up getting him and I make peace.
Do you give him a tip?
Sometimes. sometimes.
That's not like you.
Because,
that's not like
yeah,
you.
Because it irritates the shit out of me sometimes. So then I don't. And that goes between me and my sleep. Because obviously, me being in the service industry, you know, a tip is very important. And if you don't tip, you really should. That, someone
yeah,
tries
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
But
no, I wouldn't. And you shouldn't be going to him.
Yeah, you shouldn't be going to
him. Because
it's making
you go to that place
on.
If you don't
yeah,
tip. Because I know what you're like about shit like that.
Yeah.
That's not right. I wouldn't
you
go
need to
him.
Cut him
oh,
off.
What I would do is when you go in and they say
100%. Like, you know what you're saying to your friends last week, you're all
say
in.
Say no thanks. I have to take a call and step outside and someone else goes in and then go in after.
Yeah, but what if I go and get my nails done? They don't last me as long as. Like, I think he actually does them in temper. That's how good he does them.
I'll give it over, Olive, will you? No,
anyhow,
I don't think so. No.
No.
Moving on.
Hope my
poor nail fella.
Hope my nail fella's not listening.
I was going to say.
And if you are, just be a little bit nicer and even crack an L fake smile. Jesus. Anyway, this is a cracker because I want to know exactly what went down in your houses, right? And is this a competitive thing as well? Did you want your kids to say mammy or daddy forced when it was their first
mammy,
words?
Mammy, all day long. And none of them bleeding did. Four of them I have. And every single one of them went dada.
No way.
But every single one of them.
I think mine answered mum or dad as well.
No. And it's been said in my house, oh, we said dad first.
I know the youngest said no first. No. But I think
yeah,
when it
came
to mum
and dad, yeah, dad all day long.
Yeah, dad.
And
that great.
I
don't
not
think.
Not because. Sorry, I'm
think
talking about
alphabet wise, I think dad rolled off the tongue quicker than mama. Doesn't that now?
Well, I'm going to drop a humdinger for you, lads. My boat.
Says
angel dolls.
Of course they said.
Yeah, of course,
course
they was
did.
In their ear
of
when they came out
they
of the
did.
Womb.
Yeah,
mum,
mum.
Of course
mom,
they
mom.
Did. I was like, mum. Mom.
Oh, ma'am. So you corrected me earlier on and saying mum, so it wasn't ma, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Go on then. Go on, yeah.
At that stage, well, I didn't want them to be sheep. Ma. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't want them to be sheep coming out. Now,
most people sing to that kid. They know it's their children.
Well, and
no,
going, she wouldn't.
She'd be like, it's ma.
Come here, I find it hard even to sit on the floor and play with them. Who does that? And if you were a parent that do
tummy
that,
time.
I commend
you.
No, I'm not talking about tummy time. Who sits on the floor and plays Lego with their kids?
I do.
She does all day long. She builds the Lego.
Yeah, well, you see.
Well, that's control again, is it?
That's control. Because she's
controlling. No, it's not controlling. It's helping and building bridges.
No, you're just looking back in there saying, I built that. She didn't. I built that.
Yeah. No, I would be very much hands on with them.
Even at Christmas time. Oh, yeah, even at Christmas time, she'd be the very same. Building all the
no
stuff.
No one's even allowed into the kitchen at Christmas time and she's cooking. And God forbid
because
you take...
I have a system. I like to do what I do.
Oh, feck off with the system, Catherine, will
what
you?
I do have a system.
Seriously, you don't need
do
a
you
system.
You have a system in your house?
Feckin' don't. No, I do. Well,
yeah,
system
do.
Is... No, a system as in, I put the meat in, I take the meat
exactly.
out. Yeah, but if somebody come into my kitchen and said, do you want me to get that out of the... Hold on. Can I get that meat out of the oven for you? Yeah, knock yourself out. Oh, no, I'll do it. No, I'll do it. Go on, you go out.
No.
That's what happens.
I have no problem. And this year, I had help. My ma helped me. She comes in to the sitting room. If Olive comes in and says, can I take that out?
Oh, I wouldn't
of course
let her
say
take
no.
it out.
She hasn't got a clue what she's doing.
I wouldn't let you take it out.
I wouldn't want to take it out. So don't,
she'd
ever,
never offer.
Don't ever think that that's happening.
No,
but
you
if,
wouldn't offer to take
like
it out.
If you were in
the anyway.
House and you offered, I'd let you do it. I mean, my ma cut all the meat this year. I was like, you knock yourself out with all that stuff there, and she carved up, and I done all the mashing and the veg.
My only problem with you, Sandra, is when you're cooking is
here we go again.
You marinate for 5 hours. I'm starving.
Marinate for 5 hours, so
because marinate overnight while I'm asleep. Then if I visit you,
what just to please you?
Well, if I'm visiting,
no. If you're visiting me, you go by what we do.
Because
I'm not going to say, oh, Olive's coming. We need to marinate overnight. No. And
I'll
when you sit,
just bring a fucking packed lunch.
Yeah, well, you know.
She won't because when we're sitting down to eat our lovely marinated food that my husband cooks, she'll be salivating at the
moment. I go to her eat with the kids.
No, I have to tell you, Catherine. I have to tell you.
Yeah, go on. Preach.
Sandra
preach,
and her husband
preach.
Are
I know,
whopper
I get it.
Cookers. Now, so are you. Like,
no,
you feed the majority of the time.
I do Ann and Barry food. Yeah. They do the real gear. But I'm here for that all day long.
Yeah.
But I don't eat all of it.
I don't want to piss on anyone.
And that's fair enough.
You know,
no, that's
I'm
fair
enough. Good with that. And there's some food that I've tasted that I've loved, but I just don't like that stuff used low on the bone.
Mm. Oh, you've never liked on the bone.
I can't do that.
But it's the most flavoursome because the bone
is fucking disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
Oh, it's horrible.
No, it's not disgusting.
No, it is.
It's not horrible. No,
no it is.
No, it's not.
Fight,
well, you
fight,
don't
fight,
it.
fight, kill, catch
you're
and go.
Just a simple eater.
No, I'm not simple. There's not simple about my food at all.
Not your food. Not your food.
Yeah, me. Eating.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You don't like. You're a no. Let me rephrase that. You're a lazy eater.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, you're a lazy.
How am I lazy?
Because
I won't marinate for fucking 5 hours.
Yeah. No, you see, lazy eater means that you don't like to eat off the bone because you don't want to take it off the bone.
No, it's nothing to do with the fucking.
You just
bone.
Want to put a chicken breast in your
it's
mouth.
It's nothing to do with being lazy. I'm not eating a fucking little finger because that's what the chicken wings look like.
A little finger.
That's what they look
you
like to me.
Kidding me?
You remind me of little fingers, and then you've got those big fucking rack of ribs. Oh my God!
That all of cannibal.
The cannibal.
You choose the bone.
I could. I can't
choose the bone.
And then you've got the. You eat a steak red raw.
Now, disgust him.
Red, will you cut? He's the nearest thing to cannibals that I've ever seen. I can't do it. I don't know where you got her from.
No, I would say Catherine's lazy. Oh, she's disgusted with that one, Sandra.
I could be shy.
Fucking lazy. Well, listen, listen.
You're lazy. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I've no problem taking life and fuck the things.
I'm going to cut you up off the bone.
No, I wouldn't eat it because all the sinews and the
squidgy. But there's no sinews, Catherine.
And you can see them, the squidgy bits and jelly bits and your fucking teeth be bent off stuff.
Look at the fucking faces.
No. Her head's a wobble. Give her a head a wobble.
I'm going to give my body a wobble in a minute.
Can't do it. Can't.
Listen.
Anywho.
All I'm saying is when I go to... That's why I don't cook, because how could you compete with yous two? Like, what would be the point? So I'm better off just going eating the food.
I think you would be a very good cooker, but just put your mind to it.
No, she's don't think a lazy cook. Sandra, you're talking to someone who bought a stove with four compartments.
Oh, let me say what my dad says. There's more dust inside the stove than there is outside the stove.
I opened one compartment of the stove and a football rolled out.
What?
Yeah. I swear
and
to God.
It's beautiful, the big range. Oh, it's right? Massive.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's
wasted in our
house. I've cooked on it.
We couldn't find this football for weeks. Premier League football, apparently.
He obviously put it in there.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, I don't know why we opened it. I didn't open it.
You weren't fucking cooking in it.
I think your husband would have opened it next to the ball rolled out.
Oh, there's something fucking wrong there.
But Sandra...
And all I'm going to say is about that, what are you teaching your kids?
No, they're getting fed.
No, I don't...
Who's
feeding them,
My Olive? Husband is good when he... My husband...
Is he using the cooker, Olive? The big range that you have?
One section of it. Now, I did have the conversation with him about the air fryer. I was like, will we get one? He was like,
so
no.
So what happens when the Olive kids grow up in years to come... And their fella says to them, what are you cooking tonight? Well, I don't really know how to cook, because my man and I never cooked.
Beans and toast. Coca noodles.
Coca noodles never hurt anybody.
Coca noodles, very salty.
Yeah, lovely.
Very bad for them.
Love them. Now, they don't have that for their dinner.
Yeah,
no.
They do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Listen, at least I'm not marinating for 10 hours, and at least I'm not a lazy
Come here, you
person.
Love a bit of marinating.
I do,
yeah, you do.
But
you
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying, can't just... If you could marinate.
No, I won't be marinating my
food. Like, I fly over on the Saturday, marinate the Friday night.
No.
You know,
because I'd be busy on the Friday, my house, my rules. And you know, when my marvelous husband's hands are at work, you just let him do what he's doing.
Here we go. Has he got rubber gloves on?
Oh, has he?
He's very good at cooking. I'll give him that.
Thank you.
I also think you are spectacular because
I'm not lazy.
No, you're not. That was
she lazy. She lazy.
No, I'm not lazy.
She attacked you there. It was a low blow.
Like rubbery shit.
Sorry about that.
It was a low blow.
Actually, fucking sorry.
I'm going to move on swiftly.
Yeah, please do.
Before you two start flipping tables.
Oh, all right, Teresa.
Go on.
Okay.
Go on then.
I'm getting to it. Give us a minute.
She's thinking about it.
Okay.
What I get to it next?
I don't want just to slaughter each other. Right. Okay. So, you know when you have kids at the same time, say? So, there's a couple of weeks. We have all kids.
Oh, here we go. You know what you're going to say. Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
So, you know, we've all kids at the same time.
Yeah. We actually have four in the one year.
Yeah.
And they're all girls.
All girls. Yeah. Class 2013.
Is mam's, mum's, whatever.
Ma's.
Whatever. Competitive when they're everyone is looking at everyone else's kids. Like, let's be honest. Like, you know,
what did your kid crawl first?
Yes.
Did your kid say first?
Or you know these people who torture you and say, my kid sleeps 8 hours.
Good, delighted for you. I'm delighted for you.
No one cares.
I don't give a shit.
Because
don't put them in the bed beside you. Oh yeah, get in, love.
Get in.
Pull the duvet back. Is she in
you? The best has to be. I have a great book for you to read.
Fuck the books.
Fuck the books.
I haven't got time for a book.
I read Save Our Sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Did you?
More fuel you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
So what happened on the force was, I read Save Our Sleep and I was all in, all for it. I'm a firm believer that when a kid comes along, you either get, you know, a kid that'll do everything or a kid that won't. My force did everything that the book said, just naturally. It was nothing to do with the book looking back.
Your kid did everything because you and your husband altered a pregnancy were like John and Yoko.
We were in the bed all the time.
In the bed for the whole pregnancy.
They're still like John and Yoko.
The child didn't know any better.
They're still like John and Yoko.
But that wasn't because she was pregnant. Yeah. They're still doing that now.
A relax.
Every time I FaceTime, I see a headboard.
Listen.
And two heads in front of it. Let's be honest.
We're giving out the wrong impression here.
Well,
but
I'm just saying.
We love a comfortable environment.
Oh, well, don't we know it?
Yeah. But anyway, moving on swiftly. When you're looking at other kids, you know what I mean?
But see, I think that's...
I think that's a natural thing for parents to do. Do you not think so? You're always comparing.
I think new parents will.
Yeah.
But I think after your second year told, you soon.
But your force is precious, isn't it?
Yeah, your force, you will do that. But
yeah,
you can't
you will.
Because every child is different. You can't even compare siblings.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, no, don't ever compare siblings.
No, I mean.
They're also different.
Like, as in crawling and walking and talking.
Yeah, because I was completely different to you, too.
Because obviously, thank God.
Thank God, yeah.
But you can't because they all do things at different stages.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get, I suppose, and you're looking back at new parents now, looking, you're kind of going, don't stress. like over it. You don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's easier said than done, though. It's a natural thing. Because we still sweat the small stuff when our kids are growing up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've often been told, like, you know, you talk about, if you have a conversation with you or you, you know, or your kid did this or your kid did that, and people would say, pick your battles.
Yes.
I try to pick my battles. Yeah, but I try to do it. And sometimes I'm going, I could have picked that battle better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, and then you can't pick your battles. Sometimes you just fucking react.
Oh, this is the problem, though.
But with regards to kids and different stages of their growth and all, it's one of those things. It's easier said than done, but you're better off leaving it and let it happen.
I think you just have to follow your own rules. I don't think you should follow anybody else's rules. Do what's good for yourself. Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
It's easier said than done.
Like, 100%.
Like, I remember being a, you know, first timer with the kid, and, you know, someone was saying to me, like, oh, you know, they're saying these words, or they say, and you're dying inside because you're saying, oh God, why is mine not doing that? Looking back, you know, I would have loved to say to myself, relax.
Yeah, but that goes to a mother as well. You can say that about breastfeeding. I mean, I didn't breastfeed any of my children, and I never forget speaking of being out with mothers and they'd be breastfeeding, and I'd feel that guilt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I couldn't breastfeed because I felt guilty for that.
Well, listen, sister, my whole thing on the breastfeeding thing was personally, and I don't want to be offending anyone or any of that jazz, but I was after supplying my kids with a 5-star hotel.
True story.
For 9 to 10 months. Now get out and make your way in the world, and I'm going to help you.
And start bringing that rent in.
But listen to me. If I want to have a shower, I want to be on my own.
Yeah.
If I want to go somewhere for like 10 minutes, I want to be on my own. I want to be able to say.
It's all about her again.
Obviously. I want to be able to say to my husband.
I didn't breastfeed, but it is amazing, apparently.
Oh, of course it is. And I would commend anybody. I would have loved to. It just didn't happen for me.
I think it's amazing.
But I'm just going back to the guilt, the guilt and comparing yourself to other mothers. You know what I mean? You know,
no, I never did. The kids. I didn't feel guilty.
I did, I have to say.
I sit there looking, going, fair play to you. Yeah. I did me fucking bit.
Now, don't get me wrong. I loved on a Friday night when the bottles went from my side to my husband's side.
Mm.
Because he would be up during the week. Mm. I would do the feeds. Friday night, ever like, good night.
Sleepy
there
time.
There you go. Yeah, now, that was great.
Like, it's interesting. McCatron said there, she never felt guilt when she'd see other people breastfeeding. I had never one inkling in my body that wanted me to breastfeed.
Really?
No. Yeah. And I remember having a conversation with my ma about it. And I was like, because I came out of the hospital and I felt like I was getting a little bit pressured into it.
You did?
A little bit, I felt. Personally, I felt.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband was like, whatever you think, you know, we're doing this back and forward thing. And I remember my ma saying, I didn't breastfeed one of yous and look at yous. Yous are fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just thought, and you have all these kids screaming, and you're like, just give the child a bottle. Stay.
Hey, give her a bleeding soda.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I never felt one bit of guilt on that. But I would be interested if there is any new mummies.
Oh, 100%. Get in touch, please.
Don't feel alone, guys.
No, you're here. We're here for you guys.
And I like the idea, the three different opinions, because like that, Sandra, you felt guilty. Me and Catherine couldn't give a shit.
I didn't. Yeah, exactly. I did more than enough.
Yeah, she did.
As far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
You killed me, them kids.
I was a 5-star hotel.
Well, don't we know?
Well, listen.
But then again, you go back for more, don't you? So how bad was it?
Well, she did three times. I went four.
Yeah.
No. Well, literally. So no. Sandra, you literally are Mother Nature. You spit them kids out. Me and
Catherine. Oh, do you know, I miss it.
Oh, no.
Do you,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, do
I
know, you, yeah.
I think that, I think it's one of the best things that we have. That
I always said that.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for my husband not being able to feel what I could feel.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I preferred my kids on the outside as opposed to the inside.
Of course, you hated being pregnant. Yeah. I loved it.
I wasn't crazy on being pregnant. I was blessed and I was delighted. But I worried the whole time. Yeah. Like, I used to be catching and be like, I've seen this, I've seen that. What if?
But that's all them programs you're watching. I kept telling you, don't be brainwashing that.
Like, you're always like, that's overthinking shit.
I know. I'm sure there's loads of people out there.
Yeah, obviously. We were blessed to have our babies and thanks very much. You know, very grateful to have our babies.
The 5-star hotels are closed, yeah.
If you don't want
to breastfeed, don't.
Don't.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Yeah.
Don't feel guilty.
No, whatever don't ever feel guilty.
Whatever suits you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're breastfeeding, you can't have a little drinky winky. What's all that about?
Speaking of drinky winky, look, is it really that time?
It is
for me. Is it 5 o'clock somewhere?
Hey, what about your first night out after having the baby and you're like Bambi on ice?
Oh my God, you took me into Croydon.
Yeah, do you remember?
And it was an 80s club we went to. We needed Sandra to have headgear because she fell that many times.
Oh my God, I was in bits.
Yeah, well, you deserved it.
Thanks very much.
Anyway, my friends, guess what?
Is it time to wrap up?
Yes, I enjoyed that now,
I have to say.
And that's a wrap for this episode.
Get in touch, guys.
Now, we have gone through so many topics, So much has gone on in this episode, and we, as we said on the last one, would love you to get involved. You might think we are stark and mad. You might think you agree with us. Please send us some DMs if you want to know more about Sandra bringing home one steak. That is true.
I did not bring home that one steak.
You did.
She did.
I didn't. She did. And because
I might actually get a steak and bring it home to my dad tomorrow.
And I seen it with my own eyes, so it is legit.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.